Today is Thursday. It's the 4th of January. I'm John Williams. This is the bonus podcast featuring me and Eric Zorn. We are missing Steve Bertrand, Kristen McQuarrie, and Scott Stantis. They're off doing other important broadcast and newspapery things, but Eric and I are about to review the predictions from the gang for this coming year. Last year we did this, and who, Eric, had the most correct predictions? Do you remember?
I don't. Did you?
I do. It was me. And nobody is more surprised about that than me, because you guys are the smart people in the room. I don't know how I got so lucky, but I did. All right, so here are our predictions for this year. We have yours, mine, and the rest of the gang's in front of us.
Why don't you go and you give yours, and you give the radio side, you and Steve, and I'll give the print side.
Well, the question is, will Donald Trump be president 12/31/18? 1 year from now, will Donald Trump still be president of the United States? Steve Bertrand said yes. John Williams says yes. I suppose you all said yes.
All the print people said yes, although I got to say, that was like three days ago we made these predictions and set them in stone, and every day it seems less likely, but
The finish line keeps getting moved on that. Is anyone named Trump or Kushner in jail on 12/31/18? I said no. Steve Bertrand did not answer that one. What did you all say about that one?
Kristen said yes, and Scott Stantis said yes. I said no, but possibly Trump or Kushner.
I think Trump
Jr.
is maybe the most vulnerable.
Yeah,
right,
will be under indictment, but possibly. I'm hedging on that one. So,
in 2018, does the president miss any days of service due to mental or physical health issues? In 2018, does he miss any days of service due to mental or physical health issues? What did you get on your side about that?
I said yes. Stantis said not that we will know of, and Kristen McQuarrie said no.
Yeah, I say no, he's not going to miss any days because of mental health. Bertrand says, I believe the same. Yeah, he says the same. Does the president fire Robert Mueller? What do you got?
I have McQuarrie and Stantis saying no, and I'm saying yes.
Yeah, I think you're leading with your heart there, not your head, Eric.
I'm leading with my fears. I think it'll be a terrible thing, but I think he gets away with everything that he does, and he may get away with this.
I say he does not do that.
He's going to be a cornered animal.
He's smarter than that.
That was derisive laughter.
The next question, does the House flip to the Democratic side? Does the Senate flip to the Democrat side? I say that the Senate flips, but the House does not. What do you, I say?
Well, Kristen says both will flip to the Democrats.
Really?
Yes.
We'll lose that many Republican seats in the House?
Yes.
Wow.
And I agree with her on that.
Really?
But Stantis says no on the House. I think that the Senate will stay Republican, but Stantis says that the Senate will flip Democratic. So
Bertrand says the House and the Senate both flip as well.
So he and McQuarrie are...
Boy, their lips to God's ears. I'm... You know what I really want? And that doesn't mean I want a Democratic rule. What I want is a check. I just want a check.
Well, the Senate would be the better check, because it would have a check on the judicial appointments, which is what I would like. But I don't see that happening. I mean, I know that the Democrats have to defend like something like 10 seats where Trump won the state, and the Republicans are incumbent. It's a really tough map for the Democrats.
Well, I saw a chart today that said here are the 10 most vulnerable Senate seats, and most of them were Democrat seats flipping Republican.
Right.
Although some on the top, like Montana, which is Republican, could go Democrat, which is interesting. Missouri will probably go Democrat if you wanted to get clever and bet. But they saw more seats going to the Republican side than to the Democrat side. But it just seems so close to me right now.
Well, it also is going to depend on what's going on with the economy too, right? If this tax cut gives a temporary surge to the economy.
We're over 25,000 now. If we close the year at 25,000, I think we should all thank our lucky stars. You know, if we don't give back 2%, I think that would be fantastic, don't you?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think we will, but that's another prediction coming up. If the economy is really humming along, if GDP is up over 3 in the quarter before the election, and people are feeling it in their pocketbooks, you could see people saying, well, yeah, maybe Trump's got something going on. Maybe the Republicans have got something going on. If the economy, if the bubble bursts in some way, people are going to defect, I think, dramatically. But
does the president get impeached? What does the Tribune team say about this one?
I say the Tribune team says no. I say no. Stannis says no, but there's serious movement beginning in that direction by the end of the year. So Stannis is kind of hedging his bet, but I see what he means. But I think impeachment is a really high bar. Now, again, impeachment is different from removal from office. Remember, Clinton got impeached. The House impeaches, and then there's a trial in the Senate. The bar is fairly high in the House. So I think you'd have to have a fairly dramatic shift in the House, both, you know, partisan shift and also...
Right, so none of this happens until after November of 2018 anyway. So if you said, does it happen, does the president get impeached, you would have to think it would happen at least in late 2018 or 2019.
Well, late 2018, I don't believe the new House is sworn in yet.
Yeah, they don't even have the people
so they won't, on the they floor. Won't have, so you'd have to have a major shift in the attitudes of Republicans, which is we're bailing out now and hard on this president. So you know, I mean, if the question were phrased like, is he going to be impeached...
Ever?
Ever, yeah. That's a different question. I think that's a much more open question. But by the end of the year, I think, no.
Bertrand and I are both, no, he doesn't get impeached. No, he doesn't get convicted on impeachment charges. We also don't think that the 25th Amendment comes into play at any point. I presume you all say the same, no 25th Amendment?
Well, I don't have that from Stantis, but certainly Kristen says no, and I would say, no, I don't think that's going to happen either.
Does the Dow finish above the market close 12/31/17? Year to date, will the Dow be ahead of where it closed? Let's see. What did Steve say? What did I say about that?
Well, I'll tell you. While you're looking for that, I'll tell you what the print folks said. Kristen McQuarrie says, yes, the Dow is going to finish over the close, which was what? Did you mark that down?
Not in front of me, but I know here we are on the 4th of January, and we just crossed 25,000. So it was 24.
So let's say 25.
It was almost 25, yeah.
At that point, it's a rounding error. So 25,000. I say no. I think this bubble's going to burst some. It's going to be below 25,000. Stannis says, yes, it's going to finish over. So.
Bertrand says, and he does the business lunch on this radio station, that the Dow finishes above the close of the last day of business in 2017. I hope he's right.
I hope he's right, too.
I said yes, but even as I think about it now that we've crossed 25, I think it can't continue. The correction has to come. I'm changing my answer to no, we do not finish ahead of where
You're
we started
to
the
do
year.
That. It's your show.
Do the following politicians get reelected? Rauner?
Let's see. I'm Rauner.
I say yes.
It looks like McQuarrie. Gosh, she's Rauner win the GOP nomination. She says yes. Do we have her? I'm sorry not to have this. I don't think she answers this. She didn't answer that question.
How do you answer that question?
Well, I say no. I think this is a terrible year for Republicans in Illinois. Stannis goes even further. He thinks that Jeannie Ives is going to beat him in the
primary.
In the primary. Now, I don't think that I actually came out pretty early, pretty strong, saying I thought Jeannie Ives is a serious candidate, and she is the hard right Republican challenging Rauner in the primary. So far, I have not seen the money coming to her that I thought might come her way. I thought that there might be some sort of a national coalition of people getting together and saying, we're going to fund this woman, because Rauner was named the worst Republican governor in the country by the National Review recently.
Really?
So, you know, he's got problems, but my guess is that the National Republican Party and some of these big funders, you know, the Koch brothers and those people, have just written off Illinois, that they realize that the Democrats are going to take the state house back.
Really?
And that's certainly what I predict. I think that the Democrat is going to win the election.
Does Berrios, our Cook County assessor, suddenly the most interesting race in Illinois, does Berrios get reelected?
Let's see. Berrios. I'm looking for... Scott says yes. I say no. I think Berrios is going down, and I'm looking to
I say yes, just because the incumbency factor and the power of being in charge of the Democrats in Cook County is so high.
He's getting such bad press, and he's got a serious challenge, at least one serious challenge, or maybe two.
I would like to think the bad press had consequences, because I think the press is telling the truth.
I would, too.
And revelations like that should cost you your job. I'm not that optimistic. I think he continues to be, if he wants the job anyway, he continues to be the county assessor. Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle keep her job?
Again, Kristen did not weigh in on this, but both Stannis and I say yes. I haven't seen a serious challenger. In fact, I don't think... Well, Fioretti, right, is running against her.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I consider him a serious challenger. I hate to say this. I just don't think he's got what it takes to win that seat. I think that some of the anger at Preckwinkle over the soda pop tax is going to dissipate. Because it's first of all, the tax was rescinded.
Yeah, right.
Second of all, you look at did you read Hal Dardick's story about all the new taxes and fees in Chicago?
Yeah.
I mean, there's just a lot of taxes and fees people are paying, and to get mad at somebody and vote them out of office for a tax you're no longer paying, I don't think the voters have a memory that's that long. And Preckwinkle does present as a serious, flinty kind of person. I don't think she's going down.
Let's do some of the sports one. Do the Sox make the playoffs?
I say
Stantis
no.
Said please.
Stantis said, oh, please.
Oh, please.
I think I just said ha, 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 ha. But Kristen McQuarrie, a Sox fan, said yes.
I said no, the Sox don't make the playoffs. I'd like to see them there, and they're going to be there soon enough, but I'm not sure that they're going to...
In our lifetimes, yes.
...improve that much this year. What did Steve Bertrand say about that on this one? Bertrand said no, they don't make it. Do the Cubs get to the World Series? I'm assuming they'll be in the playoffs... although they've got to now figure out this pitching thing. But do the Cubs get to the World Series? Bertrand says no. I say, what did I say? John Williams says yes, we get to the World Series.
And so does Scott Stannis.
Yeah.
But Kristen McQuarrie and I both say no. I don't think, you know, there's so much in baseball and the Nationals are going to be strong again, and the Dodgers are going to be good, and I don't know.
How about this? Do the Bears win half their games next year?
No.
What do we have on
no.
that?
All the print people say no. We're off the Bears' man.
I say yes, they win more, because the NFL is the easiest of the pro sports to turn it around in a year.
Right.
And so Bertrand and I are both saying yes, they win more than half their games.
Wow. I hope you're right, because it was really... terrible this year, because the Bears game just weren't interesting.
What about the Colin Kaepernick? Does he play for an NFL team next year?
We all said no.
Yeah. Bertrand said no, and I said, what did I say? I should be able to say without having to look
well,
at
you,
my
as
answer.
You look, as you
I
look
said
up,
no.
I mean, I'm saying no, but I'm not happy about it. I think he's clearly talented enough to be at least a backup quarterback in the NFL, but I just think the NFL owners have just gotten together and decided they're not going to let this guy play. And they are seeing these diminishing ratings for NFL football. And some of that is attributed to this kneeling for the national anthem. Although, do you really think a lot of people are not watching football games because
no.
a couple guys are kneeling
that was,
the national
that
anthem?
That was a flash in the pan that Trump created. And
so what's causing the drop-off in ratings in the NFL? You think it's head injury concerns?
I think it's a lot of those things. I mean, the president hasn't helped. The head injury thing hasn't helped. I don't have a tick-by-tick. I think they've made some bad decisions, the NFL has. I don't think it's a very popular league from an administrative standpoint. People don't like the NFL. They love NFL football games.
Right.
I don't know. Everything has its peak. Maybe it's just the natural ebb and flow. I want to ask you about the Time Person of the Year for 2018. Who all did you say is going to be the Person of the Year? I said it's going to be Mike Pence. Ooh, clever. Steve Bertrand, for reasons that aren't clear to me, said Brett Favre. I don't think he took that as...
I don't think
maybe he took it as seriously.
I think he was getting punchy at this point in the prediction process.
You said Robert Mueller, which I think is interesting.
I think it could be Kim Jong-il or Robert Mueller.
Yeah.
And did you read the New Yorker profile, extensive profile of Pence? I think just published.
No, I did not. Not yet.
Really long profile. But he's a hardcore conservative, serious conservative. It would not be for progressives, liberals, Democrats, it would not be necessarily an upgrade.
He describes himself as an evangelical Catholic, which you don't hear that often, but it's kind of terrifying to those of us that understand either of those words.
Yes, no, he would present his own set of problems for those of us on this side of the political aisle. Trump was Stannis's pick for Person of the Year. Kristen McQuarrie chose Kirsten Gillibrand,
a
senator from New York, and people are talking about her as being a candidate for president. I think it's not going to be her year. I don't know exactly why Kristen would say that. We can't challenge her on it because she's not here.
WAPO has her in their top five candidates for the presidency in 2020.
It's certainly possible that she'll be someone who's running for president. But when you're fixing to run for president in 2 years, I don't think you become Times Person of the Year. But
well, who knows what's going to be said or done. My own personal no-one-saw-it-coming prediction for 2018 is, and then everybody got a chance to fill in something that they thought was, not on this list. What did you guys
you won't believe? Kristen says, the death of Ben Affleck.
Wow.
I mean, mark it down. You know, if Ben Affleck, and knock on wood, and all that stuff like that.
I hope you didn't hear it here first.
Right. That's and her other one was Pope Francis resigning. I don't see either of those happening.
That's good, though. That's good. I mean, that's when you say go out on a limb and generate something.
Absolutely, because if she's wrong, we won't even mention it a year from now. And if she's right, well, I'll go, oh, my God, she saw the death of Ben Affleck. Maybe she caused it. I had Jesse White resigning as my, wild card.
Wow. Okay, I didn't see that one coming.
He's kept saying he's not going to run again, right? He's Secretary of State, Illinois Secretary of State, and I think the last two times he's been elected, he said, this is the last time, and then he's running again. I'm thinking that he's going to resign and then leave the job, leave it up to, especially if a Democrat is elected. I believe that the governor gets to appoint.
Yeah, right.
So if a Democrat wins, he'll let a Democrat appoint someone. General Kelly quitting in disgust is another one that I had. Santa's predicted that our beloved Tronc, would be sold to Rupert Murdoch.
Fair enough.
Again, one of those things where probably not going to happen, but if it does, Stannis gets to wear the turban and run the crystal ball booth in next year's Mincing Rascals.
My prediction, no one saw it coming, was that intelligent life would be discovered in Washington. Okay, that's our bonus round. Thank you, Ben, for enduring this. Aleph, our producer, Eric Zorn, let's drop another traditional podcast on the gang next week.